Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, you know what day it is. University. My favorite platform. Well, actually, my favorite platform now is 2011's and 2019's. And joining us is the professor of 1911 University, and that is one Joe Chambers. Hello, sir. We got Joe? Okay. We had Joe. We're going to have Joe again. Because Joe's got some things going on right now. And we want to help him with those things. One of the things he's trying to do is he's trying to set up to stream on YouTube. And YouTube, well, Joe's back. So,
hi.
This is the drama of live radio.
Yeah, like literally.
Yeah, and just remember, you want to do it on the interwebs, which where it's less stable. Anyway.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about the big thing. You are trying to get in a position to stream live on YouTube, except you found out that there's certain things, certain criteria you got to meet. And what criteria do you have to meet in order to stream live on YouTube?
Yeah, so I can stream live from my computer at home, Wi-Fi, right? Except I don't have very good Wi-Fi, so I can't. But in order to use a mobile device to stream live, you have to have 1,000 subscribers to your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And currently, well, I started yesterday with 140. And let's see here. Currently, I have 495. So that was a good jump for one day, right?
Yes, it's a very good jump. I mean, you know, you multiplied it by nearly, what?
Fourfold.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I would take that all day long.
Yeah.
Every day I'd take that. I mean, that's some good stuff. Now, and if you are listening to this and you are a follower of 1911s, if you're interested in the kind of stuff that Joe talks about, because what he's wanting to pass on is not, he's not necessarily wanting to sell you a gun. He's wanting to show you how to do certain things to guns and what to look out for with certain guns and how to go about finding solutions when you have a problem with certain guns, which normally that kind of stuff would be paid for, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So here you have somebody that is acknowledged to be at the top of his field, and he's willing to share with you the kind of stuff that he does on a daily basis, the kind of stuff he's already resolved and would never allow out of his factory, out of his shop. So,
yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, my request for help, so to speak, has been cross-posted in a number of places, including some forums that I no longer participate in, you know, because people are trying to help me out, you know, and get the word out. because they see the value in the information that I want to give out. And,
yeah.
and some of the comments are hilarious, you know, I mean, YouTube's anti-gun, anti-American, I'll never subscribe to anything on YouTube. All right, cool story, bro. I would rather have an ice water enema than subscribe to YouTube. Cool story, bro.
Real cool story, like, yeah.
So you don't want good in. Oh, you should go over to this website or this video service or that. Look, seriously, YouTube is the largest disseminator of video technology information in the world. How about we just stick with that for just a little while? Let's establish a base. Let's establish, you know, a group of community of people that want to learn. And then if we decide, yeah, screw YouTube, well, then we'll do a video on screw YouTube and we'll all go somewhere else at one time.
Well, see, that's the problem. All these people that are telling you all this stuff, that's the problem. See, there are alternatives to YouTube. Some of them, like Full 30, are being executed and being improved daily. Some of them, like GunStreamer, which I thought would be the one to go to, is actually, they've become so non-responsive now to where I'm wondering if it's just a ship out there on the ocean that is full of dead people. And
the other one that people recommend is Rumble. I don't even know what a Rumble is. The last time I dealt with a Rumble was when it was time to Rumble, bro.
Well, I mean, I've got a Rumble account. I have put some videos on Rumble. Haven't pushed it. They've been up there for a number of weeks. Grand total, I've got 18 Rumbles with 7 different videos up there. They don't, and the other thing about YouTube that some people don't quite get is it's the second largest search engine on the planet.
In the world. Yeah.
It is the second.
You know, I appreciate your enthusiasm for all these other, you know, other avenues, but there are 2 search engines in the world, Google and YouTube. The end.
Yep. And I, despite all the talk they talk about, I mean, you don't have enough yet to be in that position, but you will to be monetized.
No.
But I mean, I'm monetized.
Right.
Now, everything I put up there, if I pull the trigger one time on a gun, it's put into what is referred to as limited.
Right.
So I don't understand what takes one video and makes it limited and the other one that makes it fully monetized. I think it's quite sort of like a game of 52 pickup.
It's all speculative, I think.
But the reason for being monetized is because when you're monetized, you're much more in search than when you're not.
Right.
So, and I think you also have to have had 1,000 subscribers and so many thousand hours of viewership to be monetized. So the first thing I would tell you is that all of your videos that you shoot from this point on need to be as long as the Night Fighter review number 13.
Mm-hmm.
About 8 minutes. Yeah. Minimum.
Yeah. Right.
Because when you're doing those...
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, when you're doing those 41-second ones where you're shooting with one of these light fighters that has the compensator on it, we're all going, wow, that's really shooting flat. Wow. We would watch it for longer than 41 seconds.
Of course you would. Yeah.
Sure. So.
Well, and I found out, I've done some research based on other people's YouTube channels that I follow. The average time span that people will spend watching a video is between 12 and 16 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it. If you go longer than 16 minutes, people are like, yawn, okay, I'm done, click. If it's really, really, really informative and entertaining, they'll go 20.
Stretching that one then.
Right.
Tell you what, hang on for me. We'll talk about this some more when we get back. For those of you interested in Chambers Custom, you can find their website, chamberscustom.com. You can follow them on Facebook. And on Instagram, especially on Instagram, you get to see the progress of certain builds as they go along, certain little secrets like the blending that they do with where they make it just look like one piece of metal. You can see all that in action on Instagram at Chambers Custom as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DesantisHolster.com. Speaking with Joe Chambers, he is the creative mind behind Chambers Custom, and he's decided to take up a project that is, I'm sure it's entertaining right now, especially when you start reading the comments, but sort of a thankless thing, but at the same time, it is a very important thing because of what it will save you as an end user if you shoot a 1911, 2011, 2019 pistol. And are those going to be the only guns you cover?
For the most part, I mean, I'll probably talk a little bit about high powers just because I'm fixing to do one for my buddy Bobby. But, yeah, mostly just 1911s and 2011s, 2019s.
You're wanting to, and if you didn't listen to the first segment, Joe is wanting to set up a YouTube channel whereby he does most of his stuff via his mobile phone, which a lot of people do. A lot of people have made a whole YouTube career off of their mobile phone. So he wants to stream when he's doing certain things off of his mobile phone. And in order to do that, he has to have 1,000 subscribers, which he has nearly 500 now. And we need to get another 500 in there. And if you're listening to this, if you're catching this on the podcast, you're listening right now, the name of the channel is Chambers Custom. Is it all one word? Is it two words? What is it?
One word, Chambers one. Custom.
Yep. I subscribe to it just because Joe is a... You know, Joe's going to shoot me some video one at some point or another, and I'm going to put it on the TV show. And because the kind of stuff that you're wanting to put out is the kind of stuff, what level would you say a owner would that owns a 1911, 2011, 2019, what level would you say they are, if they're able to look at what you're doing, they're going to be able to use what you're telling, how you're showing, what you're demonstrating?
Oh, I think most of them will. You know, a lot of what I get asked for are, you know, disassembly videos. Can you show me how to take my 1911 completely apart? And I'm fixing to shoot some of those videos and put them on the Patreon page, and I'll make them open to the public as well, simply because those, I feel like those kind of videos should be open source.
Right.
You know, the maintenance videos and disassembly and care videos, those videos should be open and available to the general public to be able to see because they're very helpful. You know, I have a number of clients that over the years have bought guns and had no clue how to take the lower apart of a 1911. And that's okay, right? I mean, if you brought me a Maserati, I wouldn't know how to take the motor apart. So I totally get it. You know, the difference is you need to be able to take your gun apart so you can maintain it. You don't need to take your Maserati apart. So, you know, it's one of those deals where I think it's kind of a public service to do a quality video like that. And there are videos out there. You just have to really look hard to find them. So I want to make some of those videos publicly available. Now, I also know from talking to several other friends who are on YouTube, in particular live, that you cannot, under any circumstances, handle a firearm on a YouTube live video. They will kill your feed immediately.
Yep. Yep.
The live videos obviously won't entail me handling any of my finely crafted works of art, unfortunately. And it's interesting because you can on Instagram. I mean, I'm on Instagram all the time, and we handle guns and no issues whatsoever. But for whatever reason, YouTube, you know, I guess they've had some issues with people, you know, shooting other people live on YouTube, and that's not cool at all.
Well, I haven't seen those videos yet. I have seen quite a few NGs, NDs, rather.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But having said that, I mean, I can't emphasize this enough. Most of the time, some of the stuff that you're going to show them, like pulling a gun apart and lubing it correctly, normally you would convene a class, everybody would be paying a decent price for the class, and you would be taking them step by step, Joe Chambers' guide to 2011 maintenance. And they'd be going through that, and at the end of it, maybe you'd have them pull their gun apart and completely you'd have them all pulled apart, and they'd have to completely reassemble them. Normally, this kind of information for that to be given out, somebody'd be paying and traveling to get it, wouldn't they?
Yes. Yes, paying a lot. And that's another thing, you know, we're going to be doing, we may even do it this later this summer, a Chambers Custom Armors class. We were going to do one last year down at the ranch, and of course COVID got in the way. And darn that fake cold virus. And the so I was down at Mead Hall. And if you've never been to Mead Hall and met Bill Anderson and his wife, what a wonderful place to go. What a fabulous range to shoot at.
Yep.
So I was down at Mead Hall, and Bill built, when he got the range there and started establishing things, he built a conference building, basically, where you can do classes. And he must be able to fit 30 people in there. So he's fixing to have Van Kamp there doing a shotgun armorers class. And we were talking the other day when I was down there about doing a class. And so it'll be cool to be able to videotape that kind of stuff as well and put it online on YouTube so that people that have subscribed will get notified and be able to see that stuff when it happens, you know.
I get it. That kind of stuff. I mean, you've been wanting to stream for a while. Joe and I have had a few chats here and there about what I would recommend him to film it with and all the other stuff. And he's finally gotten some stuff together. And this has really been sort of a passion project of yours. And I'm sure it's got to be a little disappointing for you to say, all right, I'm ready to go. Here we go. Boom, here we go. Oh, no, here we don't go. No. I got to do this first.
No, you do not.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, to that end, yeah, I think we got to push this and try to get you over that 1,000 subscriber hump. But the thing is, the thing about YouTube is constantly looking for bots. There's a lot of big time influencers, as they call. I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. I'll explain that when we get back. Joe Chambers, you can find Chambers Custom, ChambersCustom.com. That's where you should go to order a gun. And if you haven't thought about doing it, you should really think about doing it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Israeli Security Cabinet on Thursday approved plans for a ceasefire with Hamas that would end more than a week of missile strikes and rocket fires in the Gaza Strip and Israel. That's according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israeli officials agreed to a ceasefire negotiated by Egypt, which was in talks with both Israel and Hamas. The Biden administration has decided against sanctioning the company in charge of building Russia's Nord 2 gas stream pipeline, despite strongly objecting to the project. Democrat Senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, criticizing this move, as is the former Director of National Intelligence, Rick Grenell.
There's a whole bunch of Democrats who called President Trump a Russian asset that now have egg on their face because they're going to need to call Biden a Russian asset for this move.
USA Radio News. More stores are saying those who are fully vaccinated can ditch their masks.
The list of national retailers who are no longer requiring vaccinated customers to wear masks continues to grow. The CDC changed its guidance last week, saying fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in certain situations. Grocery store chains Kroger's, Giant Eagle, Aldi, and Meijer, as well as Best Buy, Dollar General, and Lowe's, are the latest stores to say they'll drop their mask requirements for vaccinated customers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Crews in California are making headway on the Palisades fire burning in the hills near Topanga Canyon in the Los Angeles area. It's now at over 66% contained, which is up from 47% on Tuesday. No structures have been damaged, and one firefighter has suffered a minor injury. Investigators do believe the fire was started on purpose. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. He's attempting to put together a way to give away all of his secrets on YouTube, and all he needs is some cooperation from 500 of his closest friends. So, are you still there? Yeah, there you go. One thing you got to watch out for is the bots, because YouTube is constantly thinking everybody's got bots. They don't think you've got bots right now because you've got 495 subscribers. But if right now with this surge that you're going through, they'll be looking at that going, this man may have bots. So, you know, give it a minute and everything, but let's push for it anyway. What do you need, 505 more subscribers?
505.
See, there's that many people listening in Seattle later on tonight.
Exactly.
And in Seattle, they need guns in Seattle. And in Portland, too.
Yes. But I'll tell you, there's a great video on my YouTube channel right now for those that are interested. A couple weeks ago, I did the first of two reviews of a new-in-the-box 1951 Colt that I got in the shop. And very informative, very interesting to see some of the dimensions on a 70-year-old pistol that was literally hand-built and how those dimensions have crossed over to today, to see if quality has improved, if dimensions have improved across the board on other makers, or if they're the same as a 1951 Colt built 70 years ago. and I'm doing another video. I might shoot it tonight. I haven't decided yet. I'm doing the white paper now on a second new-in-the-box 1951 Colt. And then I'll do a video to compare the numbers between the two and see how the quality stood up across the board. You know, so you built, there's two brand new guns from 1951 that were built in the same year. They only built 4,700 and some odd of these guns in 1951. What were their tolerances like? How similar were they? You know, because there are a lot of semi-custom makers out there today that build 4,000 or 5,000 guns a year. And we have had opportunity in the past few months with the Patreon channel, 1911 University, to review a number of those guns and be able to document those numbers. So we're developing a database of tolerance, mathematical tolerance numbers, to have a kind of a baseline point of, okay, this is what you can expect when you spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $7,000, $8,000 on a gun. And it's really turning into an interesting project, amassing all of this data that will later be crunched down and compared across the board to each other.
That's pretty interesting. That part of what you've been doing has interested me a great deal. And simply because of certain revelations that have come about. And you found some things that I find to be commendable, and you found some things that I find to be, and we're not going to mention names here, but that I find to be a little reprehensible. But at the same time, it's one of these consumer things that cannot, you know, once consumers know this, it cannot help but improve the overall industry and the renderings of these other companies, can it? We still got Joe? Joe? Well, I thought we had Joe. Look. Yeah, do that. Look into that. We're gonna get Joe back. Joe is in Nebraska. Joe is not exactly, shall we say, in the signal path for all of these other things that are going on. But some of the stuff that he does, some of the findings that he comes up with are interesting in that you get it's one of those curtains that you would pull back on a company that they really might not want you to pull back on. They really don't want you to consider. But you should consider them. Okay.
All right, so we're back.
You are back.
So, you know, unfortunately, you know, some of these companies, they have the mindset of, well, our clients, our customer base doesn't shoot their guns that much. Okay. That would be like saying, well, you know, Chevrolet saying, well, people don't really drive the brand new Corvette very much, so we're just going to put a four-cylinder in it. People ain't buying a Corvette because they want a four-cylinder. Right? People aren't spending $5,000 on a gun because they don't intend on shooting it a bunch. It doesn't matter if they intend on shooting it a bunch.
Right.
You still owe them $5,000 worth of quality.
Right.
Parts and workmanship. And so it's, you know, the reviews are shedding a lot of light on that. And the plan is when I get enough gun data points, I'll do an Excel spreadsheet with all the data so that people, and it'll be a running tabulation over time so that you can look at, this is brand X and these are the dimensions from that gun. This is brand X of that kind of gun. These are the dimensions for that gun. So you can look at this spreadsheet and be able to see the dimensional tolerance differences from brand to brand, as well as from particular samples within that brand, you know, to compare and contrast the numbers. And, you know, one of the funniest comments that I read on one of the forums where they're promoting my YouTube channel is, you know, I don't like or agree with everything that Mr. Chambers says, but he does it in a mathematical way, and you can't argue with the math.
Yeah.
And that's the point. You know, you don't have to like something that everybody says. Look, I watch podcasts from all kinds of people on YouTube. I listen to them when I'm working at night or whatever. And they're podcasters. I'm just like, okay, this guy's an idiot about that. Just tune that out, right? But that doesn't make everything that he says invalid, you know? And so, you know, as an adult, I think you have to weigh that out and go, okay, you know, maybe I don't like the way this guy presents stuff, but the math is the math.
Right.
The end.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm trying to make the videos very anesthetic that way. I do offer an opinion at the end of what I think of the overall impression of the gun. But you can stop watching the video before I get there.
Well, you know, when this is the thing. You doing it the way you do it, which is all based upon math, the science of cutting a gun out of metal, the dimensions and everything that you know works. When you're doing it that way and you present your final statement, is that an opinion or a conclusion? I would say it's a conclusion. I would say you can look at that and say, well, looking at the way this was put together, looking at the way all this was done, I conclude that the guy was, this was obviously an intern putting a gun together, or you know, whatever. But we're coming up on the last break, so you hang on just a second if you would. ChambersCustom.com. Go look for Chambers Custom, one word, on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. He needs 505 more subscribers. Let's try to help him out with that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. Been talking about him wanting to give away all of his knowledge to you for free on YouTube, and all he needs is 505 new subscribers. You can't upload to YouTube with what you have right now, right? You just want to stream live for whatever reason you want to stream. So why do you want to stream live? I'm curious about that.
Because one of the things that you deal with on Instagram is it builds a, you can save your video and you can build a library of that, but it's not easily searchable.
Right.
You can't add tags. You can't do all that stuff. So doing it live on YouTube gives me another avenue to be able to stream live and save it and then have it searchable. It also will allow me, quite frankly, to be able to do some lives on Patreon because I can use my phone, because I can actually use the, you know, use my mobile, whatever you call it, mobile service to stream live on my phone when I don't have service to stream live on the computer at home.
Okay, I get that. Plus, there is something about like having a live audience. You get a pretty good, shall we say, interactive live audience when you're doing your stuff, don't you?
Oh yeah, tons of questions, all kinds of stuff.
So there's something to be said about that. The live audience can be fun sometimes, but in any event. Now, just out of curiosity, I have noticed, I got asked the other day this, because apparently they're, you know, they've been listening enough to know that you and Sean at Staccato have, you guys talk on a regular basis. I was asked which Chambers guns closely correlate to, one, the XC, and two, the XL, which is their longer slide.
Yeah, so the XL is a, I don't know exactly how to describe that gun. From what I understand, it's not a government length. It's longer than a government length.
Right.
So, you know, that would be a long slide from us, which we don't build a lot of long slides. There's not a lot of call for them. The XC is their comped model. That's the one I just had in, and it's a 5-inch with an integrated comp, you know, a sight tracker type barrel with an integrated comp. And so that would be similar to the guns that Brandon's finishing up now, the Light Fighters, which are a 5-inch gun with the comp.
Right. Your comps are not integrated in that way, and because the XC sort of looks like the comps part of the slide, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the XC comp is actually machined part of the barrel.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's, there's some differences there. You can't get as good of a barrel to slide interface fit up front with that kind of barrel. It's much more akin to a bull barrel.
Right.
Whereas ours are a threaded cone comp combination that goes on the end of the barrel and then it's fit to the slide itself. So it's very, very, very tight fit. You know, the XC that I measured recently on the front end had a tolerance of 10 thousandths, which is basically the equivalent of 3 pieces of paper. The guns that Brandon is wrapping up right now, the tolerance on the front end of the gun between the cone and the slide is 0.5 thousandths, which is 1/6 the thickness of 1 piece of paper.
Isn't it so? I mean, the thing I thought when I saw that question was that sort of defeats, though, and this is just my opinion of it, that sort of defeats the whole purpose of what you do and what they do, because they didn't consult with you, and you didn't consult with them, and you guys actually execute based upon your own vision. You know, you get out, you execute the guns, and you got two things. You look at design, and you got you and Brandon and Eric and I guess Dave. You guys have all become like a little mini Skunk Works up there in Nebraska when it comes to gun building. You guys all sit down, or however you come about this idea, and then you hammer it out. You work it out and figure it out and everything else. And you're not out there really concerned about what somebody else is building when you're out there, are you?
No, I don't care what else is going on. You know, but the question that I got asked most after doing that particular review was, you know, because the XC is a pretty expensive gun. You know, it's $4,500 or something like that, $4,700. And so the question I had, you know, leading up to that was, well, you know, what's the difference? What am I getting for my money? Right? Because if I'm going to spend $6,500 for Chambers Custom or $4,700 for an XC, what am I getting?
Right.
Well, what you're getting is you're getting tolerance difference. That's what you're getting. The XC shot good. I mean, all of us here shot it. Well, Brandon didn't because he wasn't here. But Eric and David and I, Tad shot it. We all shot the gun. It shot good. You know, a little snappier recoil impulse than you know, the guns we build. But again, that's a tolerance issue. The tighter the tolerances, you know, the better the fit, the softer the gun's going to shoot. And I did play around with spring rates in the XC to see if I could, you know, soften up the recoil impulse a little bit, and all it did was make the gun not function. So the springs that are in it are, you know, they're in it to make the gun run. But no, I don't really concern myself with what other people are doing. You know, one of the first rules I learned from a friend of mine in this industry when I was getting ready to open my shop is don't copy anybody. Just don't. Don't
right.
even do it with permission, because that's not cool. Do your own thing, you know, cut your own grass, and don't worry about what the neighbor's doing.
Right. Yeah, I think that's pretty good advice. I mean, and when you're talking about tolerances, whereas you have no deviation in your tolerances, with Staccato, what they've done is they figured out what's going to work between an extreme and a minimal tolerance, haven't they? And they all of their guns are manufactured in between those two tolerances, and they work that way. They work well that way.
Right. Yeah, and you're talking about a company that, you know, they build tens of thousands of guns a year. And so they have to have an acceptable tolerance range.
Right.
So that they can produce those guns. And they're not hand-fit guns. They will tell you that up front. You know, they're more of a production facility. But at least in their regard, they have worked long and hard to develop tolerances, a tolerance range that will work to produce a gun that runs properly and is pretty darn accurate. You know, I mean, you can, if you're a good enough shooter, you can take a Staccato pistol and shoot a 100 at 25 yards on a BA target. You can. Now, will you shoot a 110X? Probably not, just because the accuracy's not there. But if you're patient and you're good with the trigger press and sight alignment and breathing, you can shoot good with an XC.
Yeah.
You know? And I tell people all the time, you know, if I didn't build these guns for a living, I would absolutely own a Staccato P. It's a great gun, especially for the money. $2,000 or $2,100, whatever it is. You know, for the money, that gun is hard to beat.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. But it's a totally different market than what we do here.
Right.
It's completely different.
Yep. Yep. Your buyers are more graduated towards a very, very tuned gun. But we're running out of time. Go subscribe to Joe's YouTube channel, Chambers Custom. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.